This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
You know what? Wendy is here, my Aunt Wendy. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
And she is so excited. She is also extremely nervous. And now it's our show. Now it's the Wendy Morning Show. Get your football with Wendy. Yeah, Mike Quick, he is freaking out right now. That's what happens when you wear a Bergen Catholic sweatshirt Saturday mornings. Bergen Catholic's taking on Del Barton later today, which was a huge upset a week ago. Del Barton versus St. Peter's Prep. Yeah, Mike, you can't hear, but that's okay. Just talking to the mic, player. That's all right.
All right, Sims.
Yeah, wing it, player.
Okay. Have you apologized?
Have I apologized?
Have
for
you
what?
Apologized to Brian Bowers and Del Barton?
I have not publicly yet.
Well, it's time because you gave them no shot to win that game.
Get
thank you, Harvey.
How
I am
dare
back.
You. See, look at you trying to.
What happened?
What did you say a week ago about that St.
Peter's? I thought they would get blown out. But
did you apologize?
I will when I see him today.
Okay.
At the,
right. I said
at the
that
game.
They had a chance and it was a tougher matchup than people were probably giving it credit for. And you went, oh, they're going to blow them out. I asked you why. You said, I don't know. That was your response.
My favorite Matt Sims is done. Sims with one M. They
Sims
lost last
one,
week.
One M is gone, and that's why he's not on the show today.
I know, but I do think we should bring him back
we
for the last show.
Should.
He played we well in the 16-6 loss to Mountain Lakes last
yes,
he did play very well, so I wanted to get that out of the way. He's back.
He's back.
You know who's back?
Wendy's back.
Hold on. We will get to Wendy in a second.
Okay.
Relax.
All right. Sorry. I'm excited. My Aunt Wendy's here. I'm very excited that
I
she's
know.
Here. She was all jacked up in the car. I got her a morning coffee. We're ready to go. You know, it was a great morning. It's good winter morning here in New York City. It was an easy drive in, so it's a good morning, man. I'm happy.
Wendy, are you off the Ramapo loss to Northern Highlands last week?
I'm recovering.
Are you really?
I'm recovering.
It was tough?
It's never easy.
There you go. There you go, Wendy.
There you
Harvey's
go, Wendy.
Yelling at you.
It's all right.
Welcome to our show.
Yeah, it's okay.
A lot of picks today on the show, Wendy.
Okay, I'm ready.
And, okay, and in just a second, I'm going to have you start the picks.
Okay.
Oh, okay. God. Here we go.
Very good. they're back, Matthew.
Yeah, tell me. Who is this? Who's they?
The Cones.
Are they coming on the show today?
No.
Oh, okay.
There you go, Harv. Did you hear what our buddy Patrick Cone did in the Suffolk Division III Championship?
I did
against
not.
So
this is why you're the wizard.
Starting quarterback Andrew Triptree hurt his shoulder late in the half. Okay?
Really? Okay.
In comes Patrick. Boom! 21-yard touchdown. 6 of 9, 88 yards. Nobody knows if Triptree's going to be ready to go.
Right.
We will talk about that game in just
Very
a little
excited.
Bit.
Good for Patrick.
Busy day, Sims.
Yes.
Like, so off to Bergen Del Barton at 1.
Yes, sir.
I need that game to go fast. Because I have to leave the corner of Forest and Oradell and get out to Mitchell Field.
It is going to go fast
because
both teams typically run the football. So it is going to be that grudge match. It's not going to be one of those where each team throws it 40, 50 times a game. So it's going to be a great matchup. I'm really looking forward to that one today.
Jackie's not happy with me.
Why?
Well, because we said we were going to go to a wedding.
And, yeah. And you're not going.
Cliff Hartnett. And the wedding starts at 6, Wendy. And Jackie's not happy because the CHSFL championship starts at 5.
Say that again?
The CHSFL championship starts at 5. So that means Jackie is going to start the wedding without me. She's going to go with Ann and Yui.
Okay.
If you were married to me and I told you that I wasn't going to get to the wedding till 9 o'clock, would you be upset?
I would say don't bother at all.
Oh, my God. That's it. See, I did not know that this would be the greatest year in CHSFL history when I said, Jack, let's go to the wedding.
Yeah.
So she's a little upset. You know who's upset too? CJ O'Neill. They only won one game in 9 this year. Still have Thanksgiving against Mount.
Yep.
He's going to join us. His wife, Kelly, a couple weeks ago, after they had that abysmal season, she's like, you know, CJ, you should really think about being an analyst. Now, I don't know if she was saying that because she didn't think he coached well this year
yeah,
or
right.
CJ's got the big personality.
Oh,
talked
yeah, he
to
does.
Him a couple minutes ago. He's nervous because I said you have to make a pick on the game. Right. So the Cardinal Hayes coach will join us to break it down. A couple quarterbacks I want you to talk about.
Let's do it.
Weber in that heartbreaking Rutherford loss to Westwood last week.
Yeah.
21-20. Rutherford goes for two late. They get stopped. Van Weber, there is a play when Jimmy Avatatable, who's a great football person, just goes on and on like you do about Van Weber. His football playing days are just getting started.
I mean, he's a fantastic football player, and he plays the position extremely well as a quarterback. You know, he makes good decisions. He throws the ball extremely well. He's extremely poised at the position. Van Weber is a very talented football player. We've discussed it all year off the show how we're surprised that there isn't some interest at some of these schools across our area, because we definitely know that he can play at that next level. It's really unfortunate. It really is. And listen, we both picked Westwood a week ago because we know how talented of a team Westwood is. And, man, Rutherford went for the win, and unfortunately that's what happens when you go for two in those situations, and they came up short.
St. Peter's Prep got whacked last week, 35-12 against Del Barton. Yeah. There were a lot of haters out there, I guess, in the Twitter world and all that stuff coming after Champ Long. You wanted to throw something positive the Maryland-bound quarterback's way.
Yeah, listen, I think Champ Long had a really good season this year. He's super talented. He's made a ton of just miraculous throws. You know, and I think the hate that he got on Twitter and the social media world was unfair and unjust. You know, Champ played extremely well. I ranked him high in that quarterback list for a reason because he made
number four.
He made a lot of unbelievable plays this season for that team. You know, and listen, the St. Peter's loss is really just a product of their coaching. Their coaching, to me, is a little under par as far as their talent and their skill that they have on that football team. And Coach Bowers at Del Barton, they went in there and they, you know, kind of smacked him across the face and kept doing it. And this kid, Tafford, running the football. Mr. T laid down the law. But really, it's that offensive line that played extremely well in that game. And, you know, I wanted to defend Champ because I thought it was unjust. He had a great season, and I think they lost more so as a team and the coaching staff letting their team down, more so than people thinking that Champ Long let that team down.
Wendy, the high school football show on 98.7 ESPN, ESPN is presented by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one Ford Auto Group in the Northeast with locations throughout New Jersey and Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Visit allamericanford.net. You should go over there because they seemingly give every Sims out there a car. All right, Wendy, we talk about picks coming up later in the show. We're going to pick more games this week than we ever have.
Oh,
11.
Yeah.
11.
Still have two that I haven't decided yet.
All right. I'm talking to Wendy.
Pardon me, Wendy.
So the easy thing I could say to you is pick who you like better, Chris or Matt. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, okay, if the football gods came down to you, Wendy, and said you can only watch or listen to one more show.
Oh, God. Okay?
For the rest of your life, you have to pick one. Watch or listen. Is it the NFL on CBS pregame with Phil? Is it one of the 1,000 shows Christopher does?
Right.
Or is it this show or Matt working with Jimmy Cavallo on the games of the week? You can only pick one.
Oh, wow. That's difficult. I'm going to go with Jimmy Cavallo and Matt.
Wow, so she dissed me.
She totally just took a doo-doo on you,
so
my friend.
She turned that back on me.
She did.
She's got Ramapo common sense.
I like it. She's a Raider through and through.
What do you like about Cavallo?
I think Jimmy's great. He does a great service for the area. He's very fun to listen to.
Harvey, cut Wendy's mic, please.
This is eating him alive right now.
I didn't think it was going to. You got me, Wendy.
Unbelievable.
You got me. So you wouldn't listen to Phil or watch Phil, and you would blow off Christopher. Who are you the godmother for?
Christopher.
So you're working your way back up the Rams.
I am working my way back up. I think the Phil thing is just, you know, we're a little oversaturated with Phil. He's been doing it for so long.
I mean,
so.
I went to all Phil's games, froze to death, half of them got wet. Yeah. So it's
when you
okay.
first met him, did you like him?
Oh, sure.
Right away?
Right away.
Do you think he talked funny?
No.
I'm trying to get her back. I'm trying to get her back. We're gonna get you in on some of the picks too.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm ready.
I guarantee you meet him. I am upset with the Connecticut playoff structure and Thanksgiving. We're gonna attack them.
Yes, sir.
In just a little bit. Harv, give me a little non-public A semifinal music.
Here we go.
Okay. Seton Hall Prep last week down 30-21 against St. Joe's. Hayes in the barn, game's over. We leave Iona Prep, Stepanak. I call you from the Cross County.
Yes, sir.
Matthew, game's over. Oh, really? Yeah, Seton Hall won. You couldn't believe it.
It was awesome. I mean, you know, listen, it's unfortunate for St. Joe's. That is maybe the fourth or fifth game this season where they have let a team come back in the fourth quarter. Especially from such a large deficit. Man, St. Joe's has done such a phenomenal job of creating explosive plays with that three-headed horse at the running back position, right, with Yasin Willis, Luke Tucci, and Forster running the football. Extremely talented, but man, Seton Hall and Liam Lonergan just played extremely, extremely tough and made plays when it mattered late in the game. So impressed by their performance. Unfortunately, they just ran into a buzzsaw last night against Bosco.
Well, Lonergan and the Pirates picked up from where they left off. They take the opening drive, 60 yards, five plays in the end zone.
Right.
Darren Burton, 29 yards. You're like, here they go again.
Yes, sir.
And then Nick Minicucci, a Sims Complete QB guy, answers. Now, I want to ask you
free
this.
Advertising.
Do you guys at Sims Complete play in snow? Do you simulate snow when you teach your quarterback?
How do we simulate snow?
I don't know, but obviously like you're doing something right.
Do I get like a paper shredder and just start, you know, like, come on, man. What are we
Nick,
doing here?
Nick was unbelievable. I truly believe now. Like, I thought of
back-to-back state championship runs, too, led by him.
I still say they make the field goal last year to go up 10-0 at MetLife. I think they beat Bergen Catholic. But what I'm going to say, I always thought your brother Chris was the best play faker. I think lefties are great play fakers. Nick Minicucci for a right-handed quarterback is truly one of the best ball handlers I've ever seen. Like, there were times last night where I was watching, you know, the running backs go right, and Minicucci, when he scored his second to touchdown, they go right. I'm watching, I forget who, maybe, I was watching Nolan James go into the end zone. I'm like, oh, James got another touchdown.
Yeah.
And it was Minicucci on the left side.
I mean,
he's unbelievable, man.
But that's also, too, just the greatness of their offense right now, the power that they have at the line of scrimmage to where you're so focused on the run, almost like you're watching a Navy-Army football game. It's run, 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 and then all of a sudden it's something out of the ordinary, and you're like, whoa, what happened? That's where it gets super impressive by them. And yeah, Nick has had tremendous experience these past 2 years. He has gone through the rings of fire, every single one of them, and he has come out, you know, on the other end of a really, really experienced, tough football player that throws the ball extremely well in any conditions, is a good leader, runs the ball extremely hard, and out of all those running backs they have on their football team, he might be one of the best runners out of all of them to a certain extent because he runs with great power. But now you got Ronnie Heath back. You got Nolan James in the backfield, who's also a great receiver as well. And then you have Logan Bush, who is unbelievable with jump cuts.
Did you see his touchdown run
last
night?
Yeah, his jump cut was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was like, he was like, you know, Peter Pan out there at one point, just flying around. So
I like that.
Yeah, Wendy was like, what the hell is that? But, you know, listen, they got a great thing going. And the balance of their passing game, too, is extremely important for them, whoever they face here in the championship.
So he only threw it eight times last night for 57 yards. That offensive line, when it started to snow, man, these guys just went after it.
Yeah.
455 total yards. Two backs go over 100. But the play of the game to me, you know, Seton Hall's still in at the half, down 20-7. They come out second half, and the skies open up again up there in Ramsey.
Right.
Like, it was hard to see 15 feet in front of you.
Yeah.
On a 3rd-and-8, Minicucci play fake, rolls left, regroups, hits Parisi, who makes a sensational catch. The drive continues. They score. Hay in the barn. It's all over. So they will take
on. Yeah, and Dan Parisi, honorable mention in his league this year, too. And he's
honorable mention?
Yeah, he's had a phenomenal year.
Let me tell you something. He's all league hands. Why? Because he doesn't run as fast as some of the other guys?
I don't. You know, listen, who knows how that goes down? You know, those coaches get in those meetings and all that. But, you know, it should have been very heavy Bosco in all league first and second team.
Will you pick the Del Barton Bergen Catholic game?
Absolutely.
That's who Bosco plays. Okay,
absolutely.
We'll do that a little
I
later in the show.
I love picking Bergen Catholic games.
Mahoney's not listening right now because he's at some retreat.
He invited me to the house, though.
He's going
to
be back at 11:30. He's going to be back at 11:30. All right, got to go to break real fast, but let's just hit this. DePaul wins non-public B. They beat St. Joe's last night 35-14, not the St. Joe's of Montvale. It was tied 14 late. Big play in the game. Jaden Johnson, 95-yard kickoff return, makes it 21-14. They go on to win. They're going to take on Red Bank Catholic 3 o'clock Friday at MetLife. They lost to Red Bank last year 13-8 in the B championship.
It's
Red
Bank, going to be a very interesting matchup.
Sims, did you see that last night? 3 minutes into the game, Red Bank Catholic is losing to Holy Spirit 14-0.
It's unbelievable, but hey, they pitched a shutout in the second half. That's all that matters, my player, all right? Sabino Portella, again, doing his magic over there.
50-21, the final. Portella,
but really, really I'm sorry to cut you off, but really interesting matchup with Frankie Williams, the quarterback for Red Bank Catholic, who's a sophomore, excuse me, really doing a good job of improving, just like Liam Lottergan, each and every game this year. And then the matchup, too, with Jacob Zammit, the freshman quarterback for DePaul. That is really going to be just who plays better at that position in this matchup here in the championship and avoids the big, costly mistake.
Are you going?
We'll see.
Yeah, we don't even have credentials yet. Everybody in the state can get credentials, except if you're associated with me. They have been breaking my you-know-what for 36 years when it comes to credentials. From that clown, Boyd Sands, back in the day, the head of the NJSIA.
Let's go to break.
All right, we'll go to break. The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Spectrum, introducing Spectrum One. The future of connectivity is fast, secure, and reliable. Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and mobile for just $49.99 a month. One connection, total connectivity. Restrictions apply. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Jets Player of the Week coming up.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Are you a Jets fan?
Not particularly.
All right, well.
She's a Giants
turn your
fan.
Mic off for a set. Harv, hit it! Jets Player of the Week! Here we go! And, of course, the Jets High School Player of the Week, fueled by Gatorade, brought to you by Gatorade, and our commitment to fuel tomorrow. Each week during the high school football season, the New York Jets and Gatorade will honor a Player of the Week. Their player will receive a $1,000 donation from the Jets and Gatorade in their name to support their high school football program. This week's player, Jarvis Jones,
yes,
the
sir.
Senior, 6'3", 170-pounder from West Orange High School in New Jersey. We talked about him last week in the upset victory against top seed Phillipsburg, 28-7, 3 sacks, 12 tackles for loss, 5 of those tackles behind the line of scrimmage, and an interception that he returned for a touchdown. He is going to UConn next year.
Yes,
obviously,
sir.
EJ Barthelme. Great job picking that. He's a diamond in the rough, Sims.
Yeah, he's a very good football player. And just kudos to West Orange for this, you know, great run that they're going on. It's been truly exciting to watch. They're just loaded with talent. They're playing good complimentary football, and they just got their mojo going right now.
Wendy, every year on this Saturday before Thanksgiving, I say what I'm about to say, and obviously nobody's listening because they're still doing it. Do you think Thanksgiving Day football should only be played on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
There you go. Matthew?
Yes.
Do you even know what I asked?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In the state of Connecticut, where Thanksgiving football is still huge, last time I checked, Thanksgiving falls on when? Thursday. On Tuesday, the state of Connecticut, give me a little depressing music here, Harv. On Tuesday, 7 games will be played for Thanksgiving in the state of Connecticut. That's a joke. Don't play the games. If you're going to play them on and one of the games is at 2 o'clock, what are we doing? 21 games are going to be played on Wednesday. So if you add them up, Matthew, 21 and 7 is what?
28.
Okay, there's only 31 games played on Thanksgiving Day. The game that breaks my heart that it's not on Thanksgiving. The first high school football game I ever went to, Wendy, at Boyle Stadium in Stamford, Connecticut. The best stadium in the tri-state. My dad, a Fairfield Prep guy. Stamford Fairfield Prep. There were 15,000 people at the game. I think that's what's got me hooked on high school football.
Right.
Fairfield Prep doesn't play Stamford High anymore, but now they're playing on Wednesday night. So the tradition of Fairfield Prep is over. It's gone. If I'm an alum of Fairfield Prep, I'd boycott the game. It doesn't exist. Okay, now, I have a problem with the Connecticut State playoffs now.
Oh, I told Wendy about this actually on the car ride in today.
Okay.
So yes, go.
State of Connecticut is the third smallest state in the country. Okay, they had four state champions in the past. I thought that was too many. Now they've increased it to six. What made Connecticut high school football playoffs great, Wendy, is that you could be a two-loss team and you don't make the postseason. And to me, that stinks. It's if you're the team that only had two losses,
yeah.
But it puts an emphasis on the postseason, the regular season, like nobody else in the tri-state. And now they've opened up the floodgates, and I can't tell you how many teams are going to make the playoffs now with 3-4 losses. It's crazy. It's de-emphasized Thanksgiving Day football. Thanksgiving was great. It was great because you needed to win on Thanksgiving to get into the playoffs. Now let's just take everybody.
Well, what is your thought on just why more champions? Why not just expand the bracket and have more first-round games? You don't like that thought either?
I don't like that either.
Okay.
You have 139 teams that play football in the state of Connecticut. Okay?
Yeah.
Four's enough. I'd go to three. Like Darien High School is 6-3. They're going to lose to New Canaan on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
They'll be 6-4. They still have a chance now because they're in the Class L division. I mean, the fact that New Canaan and Darien are not in the double L division now is an absolute joke. They are watering down high school. That means that one out of every 23 teams in the state of Connecticut is going to carry a trophy. Stop it, Matthew. Harv, here we go. Let's rip around. Nassau Conference 2. Okay? I'm upset about this too, Wendy. You caught me on a bad day. I'm sorry. They have got to change Long Island football.
Talk to me.
I said last week, Matt, that Garden City, there was no chance. And you kept saying, they can't lose. No, they cannot lose. They cannot lose. You should not be playing running clock in the first half of a championship game.
No.
Last night, and this is nothing to do with Garden City. They're great. Ettinger's a great coach. Fennell,
yep.
DC, terrific.
Right.
Okay? There's no competition. Nassau County has got to put the better, forget enrollment, put the better teams together. Last night, they're up 35-0 in a blink of an eye. They went 38-7 against Mepham, running time in the first half. Why? Why? Let them play plain edge. Put them up with the big boys, Farmingdale.
Right.
The whole thing. Seven consecutive county titles. Jack Archer, two touchdowns out of the Wildcat yesterday, 31 and 35 yards. His second one, 35 yards on a fourth and goal. So at least the coaches can get upset about that. You moved all the way back, so there's only one thing to get upset about.
Fourth and goal?
Fourth and goal from the 35. And he scores, Matt.
That's awesome.
Stevie Fennell, the Duke-bound lacrosse player, who's a terrific football player, 12 carries, 122 yards, two touchdowns, and a 21-yard interception return. Here now lies the problem. They will play Bellport in the championship game for the overall Long Island Class 2 championship.
Right.
They haven't played in the second half of a game all year. So now you got to play. Just change it. Change it. You got to do something. Sayville, we told you.
Sayville,
Mike Cohn,
baby.
Already checked in right away. Like,
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Awesome, quick. Awesome,
pal. Awesome.
28-3.
My guy.
Against West Hampton. Now, think about this. We go crazy about the Sayville offense.
Yes.
West Hampton came in averaging 29 points per game. Kicked a field goal. That's it. That's 3 points. Kyle Messina, the sophomore, who's already got the Stony Brook offer. He's a terrific player. Chuck
Very
Priori
player.
Gets it out there in Sea Wolves country.
Yeah.
35 carries, 275 yards. We told you about Triptree, the quarterback. He was 4 of 6 for two touchdowns right away. Hurts his shoulder. Don't know if he's playing on Friday.
Enter PC.
I will be at that game because they will play Plain Edge on Saturday, at Stony Brook. Plain Edge plays today. Doesn't matter. Sayville is playing them in the championship game. I honestly can't even tell you who Plain Edge is playing because it's that. It's more foregone than Garden City winning.
Okay.
Let's see. Now,
from the guy that went 2-5 last week in picks, but okay. Yeah.
Okay, and all of a sudden you're, you know. All right,
I was 3-4.
Yeah,
I was
gonna,
on fire.
We're going to tear you up. All right, here we go. What's the quarterback's name from Somers Sims?
Fitzsimons.
There you go. And he did it again. And last night, threw three touchdowns in the state quarterfinal A victory against Lourdes.
Yes, sir.
35-28 in overtime. We talk about him as a thrower. Last night, his legs played a big role. A big 16-yard run in overtime on 3rd and 9. Then he punches in the game winner. So, but here, how about this?
Very similar to Van Weber. You know, just a very well-schooled, very athletic quarterback that does everything extremely well, and for whatever reason, falling between the cracks between these college recruiters out there.
Sims, you know what the score of the game was with 2.5 minutes left?
Tell me, Coach.
It was Somers 28, Our Lady of Lourdes 14. Lourdes put two touchdowns on the board in a span of 2 minutes. Botched punt, They go in a couple of plays later, 28-20
right.
at 3:42. And then at 1:43, couple of pass completions, 7-yard touchdown to get it to overtime and the 2-point conversion. So they'll play Niskayuna next. Do you know where Niskayuna is from?
Niskayuna?
Do you know where they're from?
No idea. It sounds like a spice I would put in like my coffee or something.
Okay. Wendy, do you know where Niskayuna is from?
I do not.
They're from wow. the Albany region.
Oh, okay. That yeah. would explain it.
Yes.
Because Wendy
go.
Knows random facts like this. I'm surprised she didn't know where Niskayuna is.
Danny Pickert last night for Pleasantville, 33-7 over Port Jervis. The junior running back, 21 carries, 201 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 two-point conversions, had a sack and 2 interceptions. Now, for his career, he's already over 5,000 yards and 52 touchdowns. First carry of the second half, 77-yard touchdown. Go home, everybody. That was it. So they are moving on. I'm not sure who they play.
Doodles.
Because they play somebody from up there. Now, when we come back, you know he's nervous now. Out there in Long Beach.
I don't know why he's nervous. He gives great speeches before the game.
He
man.
Does.
He gets me pumped up.
He does.
I'm sitting in my couch. I'm like, yeah, let's go.
We will have C.J. O'Neill, the head coach from Cardinal Hayes, who will help us break down the big CHSFL championship. They'll kick at 5 out at Mitchell today. Iona Prep and St. Anthony's, the old ball coach from up in the Bronx, when we come back.
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Wendy's still upset as we went to break that she didn't know Niskayuna. She said it would not have been a fair question on Jeopardy. That's eating at you, right?
Absolutely it is.
Now
I'm going to have to look this up on a map and see where this is.
It's up there near Albany.
Okay.
You want to go to the game next week? You and me? We'll go up there, watch Somers and Niskayuna? Yeah. Not a chance in the world, right?
Probably not.
No. Okay. Now
I have a wedding.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. You're done. Christopher's done. And Philip is done. Wendy is the one.
Oh, man.
You had a little bit of stage fright, and Matt got on you a little bit during the commercial
yes.
because you just went a beautiful rendition of What Is Wrong With No Thanksgiving Day Football. Just a quick hit on what you just said, because you're 100% right, Wendy.
Well, you know, the Thanksgiving Day game was when all the kids that went to college came home. You met at the stadium. You all greeted each other, see how you were doing. It was a great reunion time for all the families and the kids to get together. You'd watch the game and then go home and the turkey'd be roasting. It was a wonderful tradition to have that.
And it's gone, except in Connecticut and the Bronx. And somebody who will be playing on Thanksgiving joins us now. Head coach of Cardinal Hayes High School. They've struggled this year, but he'll be have them ready to go. And CJ O'Neill, Cardinal Hayes, you're going to be playing on Thanksgiving. You just heard what Aunt Wendy said, Chris's aunt. What'd you think about what she said about I'm sorry, I did that purposely.
Unbelievable.
Matthew's aunt. What did you think what Both Wendy said?
I think it's right on point. So many traditions have fallen out of our society. Let's not kill the last ones that are just, you know, great moments that people talk about for years. And it's just sad. You know, we got to keep these games alive for that reason alone. And Wendy on point again.
Again, much better than Matt
Take
today.
It easy,
really
CJ.
Bringing it. 10:30 up at Mount St. Michael's, the beautiful LandTech facility, Matthew. So I'm going to go to that game this year on Thanksgiving. CJ, we wanted to bring you on because you're just a huge part of the league. Struggled this year at 1-8, but you opened the season taking on Iona Prep. You lost 27-0, and then in week 5 or 6, you had St. Anthony's beaten. What was, and then they came back late and won, which you were not happy about a call in that game. What was the recipe for why you were so competitive with St. Anthony's?
I think physicality played a big role in the receiver position. I think that, you know, they're so talented with Duff and Strong, and they actually go 6 deep with kids who have double digit receptions. And, you know, you can't lay back and be afraid of them. You got to get up in their faces and you got to try to defend them. And you're going to lose some balls, but you got to compete. And not a lot of the teams have tried that. Now, I don't know whether Iona is going to be able to do that with their personnel. We're going to find out. They're obviously extremely talented on defense, but you know they play more. But you know they drop back and they're playing cover 4. And you know, we're going to see. It's going to be an interesting day, to say the least.
Take us through, Coach, just, you know, what would be your philosophy in slowing down Iona Prep's offense led by a Johnny Shepherd and his ability to be a dual threat offensive player. What would be, you know, your game plan maybe this second time around if you were coaching this time?
I'll tell you what. I don't think St. Anthony's has a plan for that. I think St. Anthony's wants to roll the ball out and just have a track meet. Right. I think that, you know, and I'm sure they, you know, I'm sure Strong is going to, you know, talk otherwise. And the coach is there. Coach Vannucci is a defensive guy. But, you know, you got to make him throw the ball. He's talented at it, without a doubt. But, you know, if he just catches the ball and runs forward, that's going to hurt you right away. And, you know, he's a mature young man who's done a great job leading that team for the last 3 years for all intents and purposes. He got playing time back in our shortened COVID season.
Right.
So, you know, he's a threat every time he puts his hands on the ball. I'd rather die with him, you know, thinking and dunking down the field than just running right in the end zone. So I think you got to put your personnel in the box and hopefully guys can make plays.
And then for this matchup too, what would you say, is there any weaknesses that the fans out there should know about for St. Anthony's and for Iona Prep? What would you say each team's weaknesses?
Well, I'll tell you what, I think a big factor for Iona is going to be Goddard. He is a hell of a football player, number 8, their inside linebacker.
Right.
He went down with an ankle last weekend, and whether or not he is at full ability is really going to lay out a lot for this game. He is Syracuse bound. We've had a number of kids go up there in the last few years. He's going to be a hell of a player for Syracuse University. Smart. He's been on the field for the last 3 years also. And, you know, he's a big part of it. Him not playing today because of the ankle, that is a weakness for Iona, because physicality is going to be their whole thing. They're so strong up there. If I had to say a weakness, and you know, I would have to say that, you know, they're going to drop back, and you know, they're going to play cover 4, and you got to be able to throw the ball on them.
Right.
Running inside that zero, their nose guard is a tough kid. That whole D line's tough. The linebacking crew is tough. You got to be able to throw the ball, but that's the recipe that you get with St. Anthony's, right?
Right.
They can throw the ball. That's why the first couple, you know, the last game was such a great game to watch, and you know, I'm feeling this is going to be a goodie also.
Coach, you had the best quarterback in the league the last 3 years at Henry Beal, and he's down there at Duke right now. But this year, you could say it's the greatest season. Is it fair to say it's the greatest season in the history of the Catholic Football League for quarterback play, leading the charge, both of these guys today?
Yeah, I mean, the two of them, seeing that matchup is big. You know, seeing the two guys who are obviously going to be playing for the next, you know, 5-6 years, it is just tremendous, you know, and watching them duel it out today is going to be extremely talented young men, both very nice young men, very respectful when you talk to them, and seeing them compete today is going to be impressive. Yes, without a doubt. I'd like to think somebody my pet, whether it's Christian Anderson or Henry Beelan, you know, we've had some good ones throwing it for us also, but this is a matchup. This is Q versus Q, which is going to be in the CHSFL annals.
All right, your wife Kelly said last week to you that you should really start thinking about being an analyst. So part of that is to pick games. So CJ O'Neill, head coach of Cardinal Hayes, who do you like today in the CHSFL Big Boy Final?
Woo!
Iona Prep or St. Anthony's?
If she had met Matt a number of times, we're both close with Willie Colon. So you know, she said, "If Matt can do this, you certainly can." But all kidding aside, thanks, Matt, for all the help you've given us with our quarterbacks over the years. And the whole family, you're such classy and generous people.
Thank you, Coach.
But if I had to pick someone today, you know what? The Goddard playing or not playing is huge. But I'm going to go with Iona. I think that they're going to have the recipe today. And I can't see not playing. That's the other fact.
Yeah, right.
The kid's a warrior, and he's going to be out there. So it's going to be a battle, I guarantee you that.
Well, if Kelly tells you you did great, that remember, family members always tell you you did great, but Matt and I will tell you. And Aunt Wendy, how did Coach do?
Excellent.
Well, there you go.
He's got a future in this.
Well, if he doesn't win next year, he'll be doing it really soon.
Right.
Hey,
I'll
see you on Thanksgiving, buddy. Thanks, CJ O'Neill.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, CJ.
Have a great one.
The High School Football Show on 98.7 ESPN is presented by Spectrum. Introducing Spectrum One, the future of connectivity is fast, secure, and reliable. Internet Advance with Wi-Fi and mobile for just $49.99 a month. One connection, total connectivity. Restrictions apply. Visit Spectrum.com for details. Picks up next.
Woo!
This is the Jets High School Football Hour, fueled by Gatorade. Now here's Mike Quick and Matt Sims.
Of the week on 98.7 ESPN is built by the Lantech Group.
Hit it, Harv!
Oh. Slip sliding away. Slip sliding.
Yeah, Wendy's like, what is wrong with this guy, Mike?
Well, Wendy, if you listen to the words, that's what your nephew has done. He is slip sliding away with his picks. He is awful. Awful. Last week, Sims, 3-4.
Yeah.
To go to 15-13 on the year.
And what was your record last week?
No, I'm just Aaron Rodgers. I'm just going through the motions.
Yes.
You know, like.
You ain't getting paid $40 million
to that player. I went 2-5.
But
my job is to give you an opportunity to show how smart you are.
And I let you talk me out of the Del Barton game, too. Because that was a
The Wizard is 20-19 on the season. Harv, pitch music, hit it!
20-19. Okay. You're right.
CHSFL Big Boy.
Yes.
5 p.m. Mitchell Field out in Uniondale, Long Island. They met earlier this year.
Yes,
9-2 Iona Prep, 9-1 St. Anthony's. St. Anthony's won 48-42. Iona Prep on the doorstep. A Johnny Shepherd had a chance to win it.
Yes, sir.
Got taken down. St. Anthony wins. Their only loss to St. Joe's Montvale. They have not lost in league play. Pick it, Sims.
So excited for this matchup. It's the best game of the year thus far, but I think it really is going to be the best game of the year. It's going to come down to the last possession again. I do think that Moultrie Goddard is one of the most important factors for Iona Prep. Everything about me wants to say I want to take St. Anthony's because of their ability, Dante Torres and all of them and what they do, and Ian Strong even being a factor on the defensive side of the football. But I'm going with Iona Prep in this one. I think they are going to win this game. And the last possession of the game, I think it's going to be a little bit more old school. I think they're going to run the ball. They're going to shorten the game just enough. They're going to make the game ugly enough. And I think a Johnny Shepherd in that offense will make the one play they need to win the game.
Watch out for Frankie Ruda and Morant.
I agree
with you. Running the football is key today.
Yeah.
And Colin O'Gara from Iona Prep.
All three running backs are phenomenal players. They played great this year.
As Coach O'Neill mentioned, health is optimum.
Yes.
And is Iona Prep healthy? We know this. They better be because their defense has allowed 250 points.
It's going to be a big thing. Guys like Adonde Nardi in that secondary for Iona Prep have to show up today and play well. He did it well last week against Stepanak. Has to do it again this week.
The winner of this game is time of possession. Whoever holds the ball more means they're going to slow the game down.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree with that, but I know
that's
what
okay.
You mean. Yeah.
I didn't disagree with anything you said, so yeah. You just butt out.
All right.
Okay? They have to stop. Don't worry about a Johnny Shepherd throwing the ball. The key is in third and longs. You've got to identify him. He's killed people running the ball on second and third and long. A Johnny Shepherd will do it again today.
No way.
But they ain't winning.
Ah!
The Friars are going unbeaten in league play. All right.
Wow.
Aunt Wendy, Del Barton, 6-5 on the corner of Forest and Ordell at 1 p.m. taking on 9-1 Bergen Catholic. They played earlier this year. Del Barton lost 21-6. They only ran 41 offensive plays. Pick it, Wendy.
I'm going to go with Bergen Catholic.
Wow, the first Sims to ever pick Bergen Catholic.
Yeah, that's right. You broke our streak.
All right, Matthew, hit it.
This is a great matchup. Del Barton's offensive line is doing a phenomenal job of just winning at the line of scrimmage. Their defense is multiple. They make a lot of plays. They play tough team defense, which I'm always impressed with, too. Guys like John Riley has played phenomenally here late in the year. Cecchio, the linebacker as well for Del Barton, extremely impressive. This, to me, is another – it's going to be closer than people think to me. I think it is going to be a one-possession game late again. Unfortunately, I think I'm going with Bergen Catholic, the favorite in this one.
You say unfortunately?
Yeah, I do, because it's unfortunate that I have to pick Bergen Catholic in this
situation. Hold on, Sims, and all these Crusadiacs. Del Barton easily could be 9-2.
Correct.
Easily.
Last 8 weeks of the season, they're 6-2, and they've done a great job of winning tough football games, and they're absolutely battle-tested.
There will not be a lot of possessions in this game.
No.
this will be a fast
Trafford
football game.
Trafford is a legit football player and a very good runner.
I talked to Richie Hansen Sr. during the week, the old St. Francis, St. Peter's prep coach.
Yes, sir.
I said, could Trafford go into Navy? He's only a junior to play lacrosse. Could he be on the football team? He said, absolutely.
He definitely can.
Brian Bowers thinks he has the best running back in the state. Here's the recipe for success.
He's not wrong for saying that either.
Matthew, if Del Barton runs the ball 35 times or more, they win the game. Today, they will run the ball 31 times, and Bergen escapes. You ain't getting that on the Vikings
But that is the
show.
Matchup of the day in that one. That O-line versus Bergen Catholic's defensive line, it's going to be just two juggernauts in that front.
And something to remember.
Yeah.
Will Bergen Catholic's defense be at full strength? We do not know.
Yeah, correct.
Group 5 semifinal. You're into this game, Sims. West Orange, 8-3, Passaic Tech. 10-2, Sunday, 2:30, Franklin High School. Hit it. Move.
I mean, hey, this past week, Jarvis Jones, player of the week, Sabor Kareem, Amir Stewart's playing phenomenal. I'm going West Orange, baby. They are the road dogs. They keep it rolling again. They win the game today.
Sims, you did your homework, but not enough.
Oh,
one of their three losses was to Passaic Tech.
That's correct.
12-6.
Yes, 12-6.
12-6.
They're a totally different team
now. Amir Stewart for West Orange, the quarterback who's playing at another level right now.
Phenomenal.
Did not play. Hate to say it, but I'm agreeing with you, Sims.
Ah.
I like West Orange. Group 5 semi, the darlings of the comeback, Edison at 9-3, taking on big, bad, 12-0, Toms River North. Go!
Really simple. Toms River North is one of the best teams in the state. I love Edison and what they've done and how hard they have fought throughout the season. Toms River North gets the W today.
Oh, boy. I don't know, man. 5:30 Cherokee High School. You have overlooked Matty Yasko, the quarterback, who's a winner.
He's played great.
They have taken down the 1, the 2, and the 3 seeds.
Yes, sir.
In this bracket to get here.
And they haven't seen Toms River North yet.
Correct. This game will be close at the half, and for the first time all year, Toms River North, the worst thing that can happen in sports, is going to start to think. Toms River North is going to win, but it's going to be close.
Oh, look at you.
All right, here we go, Sims.
You chicken. All
right, we got to rip. We got 3 minutes.
All right.
Group 4 semi. I go to Wendy because she's still upset about the Northern Highlands victory against Ramapo. Wendy, who do you like? 8-3 Highlands at versus 11-1 North Hunterdon, 5:30 Franklin High School today.
I'm going to take North Hunterdon.
She's such a Ramapo fan.
Yeah, seriously.
And she can't get over it. That and this guy, Eunice, she's having a tough day.
I'm going with Northern Highlands. A little more battle-tested. I think that North Hunterdon is a good football team, but I think Northern Highlands has kind of been through it a little bit more. They have that experience. I think they know what it takes to win in these big games. They showed it last week against Ramapo. I'm going Northern Highlands.
You are. Well, you know who's going to play quarterback today? We don't know. But I know this. North Hunterdon has Ball Hawks in the secondary.
They do.
I like North Hunterdon to beat Northern Highlands
in
the Group 4 semi. Group 3 semi, it's Montello High School versus Old Tappan. 12-0 West Morris. Old school football taking on 10-1 Old Tappan Sunday, 11 a.m. Franklin High School. Hit it, Sims.
I love this matchup. It has been so difficult. I've been going back and forth with it. Make it short. I'm going with West Morris. Old school football. They're going to make the game ugly. They're going to make it low scoring. They're going to win the game.
Wow, it's funny because I thought if it played in the 20s, Old Tappan would win it.
Right.
I'm going to stick with that. I think Old Tappan is going to win it. Okay, Group 2 semi, Caldwell-Westwood, unbelievable game, 11-0, 26 consecutive wins for Caldwell. The last loss for Westwood in the playoffs last year to Caldwell. Their defense for Westwood is awesome. Hit it, Sims.
Man, this is eeny, meeny, miny, moe this whole week for me. I'm going Westwood just because I'm a fan of the Cardinals. Nothing against Caldwell, but I'm going with Westwood in this
one. Sims, I love the pick because Westwood was finally tested last week against Rutherford.
Yeah.
They stopped the two-point conversion. They ain't going to have to stop a two-point conversion today. I like Caldwell by 10. Harry Boland and those guys, there's a lot of dudes on that team.
Yeah,
Group 2 semi, Rumson. Everybody wrote them off, start 0-2. When you look at their four losses, all four quality losses, including to Toms River North, Red Bank Catholic, who are still playing.
Yes.
Against 6-5 Willingboro, they started the year, the guys from the South, 1-5 playing well. Who wins it tomorrow
at
11?
And 0-0 Tool has just played phenomenal here late in the stretch, you know, winning big games, making big plays at the end of the game. I'm going Rumson here in this one.
I like 00 O'Toole. I'm going with Rumson too. All right, Sims, real fast. Mountain Lakes 10-1, Wequaic 10-1. Group 1 semi, similar teams. Hit it.
Mountain Lakes only lost this year was the Coldwell. Waquaic only lost was the Mountain Lakes for this year. So I'm going Waquaic in the rematch this year.
You're out of your mind. You don't prepare for the wing tee all year, and now all of a sudden Waquaic has to play it. Mountain Lakes, the herd is moving on.
Arr.
All right, Sims, hit it. Where's my other page of notes?
It's Farmingdale versus Massapequa. I'm going Farmingdale.
So am I. It's not even going to be close in Nassau Big Boy. Suffolk Division 2, Ward Melville.
Yep.
Big upset against Floyd, against Longwood.
It ends today, though. Longwood gets the W.
Oh my God, I agree with you again. This should have gone much better. The picks of the week are built by the Lantech Group, leader in design, construction, and maintenance of athletic fields and facilities throughout the East Coast, specializing in synthetic turf, natural grass, concrete, fencing, and more. Visit them at lantechgroup.com. How many did we differ on?
Three.
Three?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to the Bergen game today?
Four, excuse me. No, I'm not going to the Bergen game.
Wendy, you were great. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you for having me.
Come alone next time.
Thank you, Wendy.
Bye.
Toodles.